Radio Daily for the most magical of any day of the week. Finally, Frackin' Friday. It's September 4th, 2015. Tis all the geek without the weight, and not at Dragon Con right now. It's a weird feeling. It's a very, very weird feeling, but that's all right. Since we're not, we're here, we're making things happen, we're bringing you a show, because we're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com, and by God, we never say never unless we're forced to.
About to win a Parsec Award.
Here we are. With a freaking Susan Lucci. The people bringing it to you today, right over there, that's Saucy.
What I did was wrong, but I'd do it again.
I know you would, you weirdo. Hi there. I'm the mathematician electrical wizard. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Oh, look who thinks he's clever, Dan.
Oh, well, okay, maybe. So what happened, yo?
1682, Halley got his only look at the comet that would bear his name.
1781, Los Angeles was founded by 44 Spanish settlers in the Bahia de las Fuemos, Valley of the Smokes. Its original name was El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora La Reina de Los Angeles de Pornacal. I can't even say that. I was so close.
Porcupine. 1807, Robert Fulton began operating his steamboat on the Hudson River.
1833, Barney Flattery, at age 10, became the first known U.S. newsboy after he was hired by the New York Sun to sell papers.
1882, the Pearl Street Electric Power Station, Thomas Edison's steam-powered plant, began operating in New York City in the first commercial electric lighting in history.
1888, George Eastman of Rochester, New York, received a patent for his handheld roll film camera and registered his trademark, Kodak.
1893, English children's author Beatrix Potter first told the story of Peter Rabbit and his siblings, Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, in the form of a picture letter to Noel Moore, the son of Potter's former governess. It was published June 9th, 1900.
1894, 12,000 New York City tailors went on strike to protest the existence of sweatshops.
1904, the St. Regis Hotel in New York City was the first to have individual air conditioning and heating in every room.
1940, CBS began broadcasting TV as station W2XAB.
1945, the U.S. regained possession of Wake Island from Japan.
Also 1945, Reuben Fine won four simultaneous rapid chess games while blindfolded because women dig that shit.
1950, the Beetle Bailey comic strip appeared in the newspaper for the first time.
That bitch still is not out of basic training yet. Good. 1951, the first transcontinental television broadcast featured President Truman's speech before the Japanese Peace Treaty Conference.
1966, the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon first aired.
1967, the final episode of Gilligan's Island aired on CBS, and they did not get off the island. They were in limbo.
1992, Scared Silent was the first non-news program to be seen on three networks simultaneously.
1998, Google was founded by Larry Page and Sergey Brin, two students at Stanford University. Birthdays?
Carter Jenkins is 24, Eli Pataki on Unfabulous, and Miles Barnett on Surface.
John Tyler Hammonds is 27, the mayor of Muskogee, Oklahoma, elected back in 2008 when he was a 19-year-old freshman at the University of Oklahoma. He's among the youngest mayors, but not the, in the United States.
Max Greenfield is 35, Schmidt on New Girl.
Wes Bentley is 37, Ricky in American Beauty, Seneca in The Hunger Games, tons of stuff.
Nona Gay is 41, Z in The Matrix Reloaded, daughter of Marvin Gaye.
Jason David Frank is 42, Dr. Tommy Oliver on Power Rangers.
Ion Sky is 45, Diane Court in Say Anything, Molly in Fever Pitch.
Richard Spate Jr. is 46, that's Gabriel on Supernatural.
Noah Taylor is 46, Mr. Bucket in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, 2005.
Yeah, the bad one.
And Bryce Turning in Lara Croft Tomb Raider series.
Phil Lewis is 47, Mr. Mosby on The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and TC on The Wayans Brothers.
John DiMaggio is 47, voice actor, Bender on Futurama, and Dr. Draken on Kim Possible.
Anthony Weiner is 51. I mentioned because he's a former U.S. representative who was involved in a sexting scandal, very appropriate to his name.
Damon Wayans is 55. Michael Kyle on My Wife and Kids, Major Benson Payne and Major Payne, and various characters on In Living Color.
David Drew Pinsky, that's Dr. Drew, is 57, host of the talk show Loveline, because I won't mention the stuff he does on TV.
Candy Alexander is 58, Dr. Alex Woods on CSI Miami.
Also 58 is Patricia Tallman, Barbara, in the 1990 Night of the Living Dead. Outstanding remake.
Mitzi Gaynor is 84, Bush in South, Ensign Nellie Forbush in South Pacific.
No longer with us, born this date in 1928, Dick York, Darren Stevens the first, and in my opinion the better, on Bewitched.
1927, John McCarthy, computer scientist, coined the term Artificial intelligence.
1919, Howard Morris, a voice actor and director, did sound effects and voices of most of the Hanna-Barbera series.
Henry Ford II, 1917, American industrialist, son of Edsel Ford and grandson of Henry Ford.
And born 1895, Nigel Bruce, Dr. Watson in The New Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, a bunch of them with Basil Rathbone, and even the radio series, which I did not know. So how about that? What's on this evening, sir?
Tonight on ABC, Shark Tank and 2020, both reruns.
NBC, the top 11 perform on America's Got Talent, because that's still on, and then Dateline.
Elementary and Blue Bloods on CBS.
ABC Family showing the live-action versions of both 101 Dalmatians and Jungle Book.
MasterChef and Gotham on Fox.
AMC American Movie Classics. Hey, you can see that guy, because Lara Croft Tomb Raider The Cradle of Life will be on this evening.
Whose Line Is It Anyway? And Masters of Illusion on the CW.
BET is showing House Party. Oh, hell yeah.
Criminal Minds on A&E.
Bravo showing Rockies 2 and 3, but not the first one, but at least not the fourth one.
Mermaids, The Body Found on Animal Planet.
Comedy Central, Hot Tub Time Machine, a film I wanted to like more than I did.
Strike Back on Cinemax.
Can you really make them strike back? FX is showing Avatar, not The Last Airbender, like the blue people. Smurfs the movie.
Last Man Standing on CMT.
On FXX on The Simpsons, Homer is busted for piracy, and then in a different episode, Homer regresses to his childhood, acting more childish than he normally does.
Bering Seagull dredged up on Discovery Channel.
IFC Independent Film Channel showing the not-that-good-at-all Hannibal Rising, followed by the really Viggo Mortensen and Leatherface Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on Encore.
Sundance is showing Apollo 13.
Dumb and Dumber 2 on HBO.
BBC America showing Psycho.
Ancient Aliens on History Channel.
It's Aliens. TBS is showing Men in Black 2, followed by Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, both bad sequels.
Death by Gossip with Wendy Williams on ID.
TNT with a new Cold Justice and Cold Justice Sex Crimes, but this evening we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a single mother hides her family in Oregon when her daughter becomes a key witness to a murder. Tonight, Kirstie Swanson and Emily Tennant star in Driven Underground.
You got mail, baby!
Indeed we do. I hit a heart rate of 206 beats per minute rowing on Wednesday. Geek fit! All the geek with all the weight and probable forthcoming heart attack. That's from Ryan. Well, hopefully not, sir. Again, find out if there's one of the Nerd Strong gyms, because that sounds amazing, right? And I want to do it just to play the silly games, because it's not a task if you're having fun with it. So if you can find one or want to start your own, let's get a franchise going. Drop us a note. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flintstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Kick back, relax, slow that heartbeat down, and we'll wrap up your Finally Frackin' Friday in a moment.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's three apocalypses in one. Yeah! Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com or search for them on iTunes.
Hi, this is Kirstie Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. God, got that drop at Dragon Con. Damn it. We're not at Dragon Con. That's all right. We are here, and it's a Finally Frackin' Friday edition, so of course we've got to look at your weekend plans if you're not at Dragon Con.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Sure they do. And sometimes people go see those damn movies. What's coming out?
The Transporter Refueled. This is Camille Delamere, and it's in the south of France. Former special ops mercenary Frank Martin enters into a game of chess with a femme fatale and her three sidekicks, who are looking for revenge against a sinister Russian kingpin.
Yes, but without Jason Statham.
So,
Breakpoint. No, not that one. It's a comedy with Jeremy Sisto, David Walton, Adam Devine. Two estranged brothers reunite to make an improbable run at a Grand Slam tennis tournament. Hence the Breakpoint.
And in limited release, before we go, with Chris Evans and Alice Eve, two strangers stuck in Manhattan for the night grow into each other's most trusted confidants with an evening of unexpected adventure, forces them to confront their fears and take control of their lives.
So that's going to be playing in all your independent theaters, is what you're saying.
Documentary, right. Drama, romance, comedy.
All at the same time?
All at the same time.
Fantastic.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. I don't know that this was on our list when we, not that long ago, did a Sweekly about video game movies, but as it turns out, Mega Man, the Capcom Mega Man, is now being turned into a movie. Go figure that one out. Chernin Entertainment, the people that did so well with the Planet of the Apes movies, you know, Rise and Dawn and all that good stuff. So they're going to be working on this, and even that movie Spy. What is this even going to be? Have you ever played Mega Man? He's a little short, goofy-looking guy who jumps straight up very much and has a robotic dog. Okay, that could be cool. But video game movies, we decided in the show they don't always do that well, and Mega Man already has a big strike against it, and that only the hardcore gamers even know what the hell this is. But hey, I'd watch it.
So, finally, somebody has found something good about wasps. No.
Damn white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Bees are wonderful, wonderful things. They pollinate flowers and other plants, giving us fruits and vegetables and many other things we enjoy. They give us honey and they help the world. Wasps don't. They're angry. They don't do beneficial things for plants.
Mm.
They don't eat insects. Like, they're not a lot of good, except for this one type. The Polybia paulista is a wasp. It contains a powerful cancer-fighting ingredient in its venom. After further investigation of the toxin, Polybia MP1, outlined in the biophysical journal, researchers found this chemical only targets cancerous cells. It's non-toxic to normal healthy cells, and it isn't a cure by any means, but it could help the growth and, well, slowing down the growth and spreading of cancerous cells. Awesome.
Okay.
I think so.
Just have to get stung by a bunch of wasps. That doesn't sound so good. The Luke Cage series coming to Netflix. We know that Theo Rossi is going to be there, Rosario Dawson, all kinds of fun stuff. But it turns out we have now cast Misty Knight. Simone Missick is going to be playing Misty Knight. Simone Missick, she was in Ray Donovan in Southland, and that's all I think that I know that she's in. In the comics, she's a cop in New York City who loses her arm to a bomb while on the job. She's also a love interest for our Luke Cage, as this works. She later on becomes a private detective, so no exact word as to where she's going to be in this, but this is prepping this up so you can also get another show, because once we establish Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist, and of course we have Daredevil, they will all team up for the Defenders, which you can't do till you make this. So yay.
So NASA is working with the people who did the hoverboard, the Hendo hoverboard on Kickstart, to do tractor beams.
Really?
And I don't see how the technology matches up for these.
Well, if a hoverboard realistically works, it's pushing a beam of something away, so I guess it's putting it in reverse.
So, I mean, everybody has been super excited to, like, one day see
hoverboards,
a tractor beam.
Oh, yeah, tractor beams. Would be
and
cool
hoverboards.
Yeah.
But hoverboards and tractor beams and flying cars.
Oh, my.
Is the thing most people want. And I don't know about it. I really don't know if I would want to, like, be tractor beamed anywhere.
Sure you would. It's easier than getting towed, don't you think?
True enough.
All right. In 2002, Fox canceled the live-action version of The Tick after just 8 episodes, and now, over 10 years later, Amazon Studios is giving the show a second chance. Patrick Warburton has made a deal with Sony Television to produce a pilot for a rebooted version of the live-action Tick. Of course, superheroes being big at the box office, if you've got a property, you should go with it. So maybe the time is right for it now. You know, I do prefer the Tick cartoon, but the live-action one was still sort of the crazy, wacky, no way in the world it was going to work on regular television. Patrick Warburton coming back to play the Tick would make everything all worthwhile. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Please check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Drop us a note and tell us how well you're doing at Dragon Con. It's not like I'm not stalking you on Twitter and stuff. But, you know, yeah, drop a note. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flintstress Saucy. Somebody else, I'm sure. Maybe me. All at geekradiodaily.com. I don't know. It's been a long week, man. It's been a long week. Give yourself a fantastic one. And, yeah, I think we are, unlike other years, going to be here on Monday because we won't be at Dragon Con. So have a good one, and we will catch you later.
Funny. I detect no source of amusement.
That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. And it's worked out pretty well so far.
No, it must not end like this.
Peace out, player.
Come on!
Metal fiend.
Stand back, citizen.
So, Vending Menace, we meet again.
Jiggle thing.
Harmless bandit.
Empty your bladder of that bitter black urine men call coffee! It has its price, and that price has been paid!
Java Devil, you are now my bitch.
Well, here you are, weary traveler, one steaming hot cup of justice. No need to thank me. It's my sworn duty to defend this bus station against the ravages of evil.